啊，今天我们要来看一段经文，就是在帖撒罗尼迦后书第二章第一节到第三节跟第六节。
The text today is from Second Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 1 to 3 and verse 6.
请打开圣经帖撒罗尼迦后书第二章第一节到第三节跟第六节。
Please open your Bible to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 1 to 3 and 6.
什么圣经这么说？他说，弟兄们，论到我们主耶稣基督降临和我们到他那里聚集，我劝你们，无论有灵、有言语、有冒我名的书信，受主的日子现在到了，不要轻易动心，也不要惊慌。人不去用什么法子，你们总不要被他诱惑，因为那日子以前必有离道反教的事，必有那大罪人就是沉沦之子显露出来。第六节，现在你们也知道那拦阻他的是什么，是叫他到的时候才可以显露。
2 Thessalonians chapter 2 verse 1 to 3 concerning the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and our being gathered to him, we ask you brothers not to become easily unsettled or alarmed by some prophecy, report or letter supposed to have come from us saying that the day of the Lord has already come. Don't let anyone deceive you in any way, for that day will not come until the rebellion occurs and a man of lawlessness is revealed, the man doomed to destruction. Verse 6. And now you know what is holding him back, so that he may be revealed at the proper time.
我们在2000年的时候有一部电影叫做 Left Behind.
In the year 2000, there was a movie called Left Behind.
我们这部电影是根据一本很有名的小说，就是 Left Behind.
This movie was made from a book, a famous book called Left Behind.
那电影里面谈到一个人的名字叫做 Rayford Steele.
The main character of the movie is a man called Rayford Steele.
那 Rayford Steele 这个人是一家航空公司的这个飞机师。
Rayford Steele is a pilot of a commercial flight company.
那他跟他的太太的关系很不好。
His relationship with his wife is not very good.
因此他的太太就把他的时间跟他的精力全部摆在教会里面。
So his wife put all her energy and time on into the church.
那么他自己呢就起了念头跟一位空中小姐建立关系。
And he himself started a relationship with a stewardess.
那么有一天当他开坐飞机到伦敦的时候，
One day when he was flying the plane over to London,
然后不晓得为什么飞机上有好几位的乘客都不见了。
Suddenly several of the passengers were disappeared.
然后地上有好些的车子，同样的他们司机也不见了。
And same thing happened on Earth. A lot of the drivers of cars disappeared.
那么形成整个世界处在一种混乱的那种状况里面。
And so the whole world fell into a great state of confusion.
那么 Left Behind 这部电影是根据圣经的一个预言。
This movie Left Behind followed a prophecy from the Bible.
那么这个预言就是讲到有一天主耶稣基督将会再来把基督徒提到天上去。
And this prophecy said about talk about the rapture of the church.
所以我们记得清楚的话，保罗在这个帖撒罗尼迦前书曾经谈过这个被提的事情。
If we remember, Paul has already mentioned about the rapture in 1 Thessalonians.
特别是在四章第十六节到十七节。
He talked about it especially in chapter 4 of 1 Thessalonians 16 to 17.
这里告诉我们，他说，因为主必亲自从天降临，有呼叫的声音和天使长的声音，又有神的号吹响，那在基督里死了的人必先复活，以后我们这些活着的人还存留的人必和他们一同被提到 相遇，那么这样我们就与主永远的同在。
Here it says, for the Lord himself will come down from heaven with a loud command, with the voice of the archangel and with the trumpet call of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. After that, we who are still alive and are left will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so we will be with the Lord forever.
所以佛已经把这件事情在《铁萨罗尼迦前书》很清楚地告诉他们。
So Paul had already have clearly mentioned this thing to the Christians then.
但是当保罗写了这个《铁萨罗尼迦前书》之后，
But after Paul has written 1 Thessalonians,
那么却有人冒他的名写信给铁萨罗尼迦的信徒。
Somebody forged his name and sent a letter to the Christians in Thessalonica.
而且告诉他们主的日子已经来到了。
And then in there it told them that the day of the Lord has already come.
所以这些信徒当他们听到这个事情的时候，
And so when these Christians heard this news,
他们很不安。
They were unsettled.
而且他们心里感到很惊慌。
And they were afraid.
那么所以保罗写了铁萨罗尼迦后书给他们。
So Paul then wrote 2 Thessalonians
来纠正他们那个错误的观念，
to correct the wrong concept.
所以在铁萨罗尼迦后书第二章，刚才我们念了那段经文。
So in the scripture, the text that we just read,
那么特别是第一节跟第二节，
especially in verses 1 and 2,
他说弟兄们，论到我们主耶稣基督降临和我们到那里聚集，我劝你们无论有灵有言语有冒我名的书信，说主的日子已经来到了，不要轻易动心，也不要惊慌。
Concerning the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and our being gathered to him, we ask you brothers not to become easily unsettled or alarmed by some prophecy, report, or letter supposed to have come from us, saying that the day of the Lord has already come.
那么请我们注意第一节的下半段。
Let us look at the lower half, the second half of verse 1.
这边讲到我们到那里聚集。
It says here, gather, we are being gathered to him.
这里这句话是指被提的事情。
It's right here, it's talking about rapture.
也就是当信徒被提的时候，与耶稣基督聚集在天上。
And it's talking about when the Christians were lifted into the sky and to be with the Lord.
所以我们看到这些信徒处在两难之间。
So you can see these Christians were between a rock and a hard place.
因为保罗曾经告诉过他们，在主日子还没有到来之前，他们将会被提到天上去。
Because Paul has already told them that before the Lord's day has arrived, they are going to be raptured.
但是却有人冒他的名说主的日子已经来到了。
But then somebody have forged his name and told them that the day of the Lord has already arrived.
那么以致使到他们心里面很不安，而且很惊慌。
So they were very unsettled and fretful.
特别是在他们受苦的时候，他们感觉到好像真的是被遗留下了。
Especially during the suffering, they really felt that they have been forgotten.
所以说，如果是你跟我的话，你的感受是怎么样？
If it is you and I, how would you feel? How would you have felt?
你的反应会如何？
How would you respond?
我想如果我是我的话，我心里会很紧张。
I think if it is me, I would be very nervous.
因为被遗留下来。
Because to be left behind.
我曾经在这个购物广场看过一些小孩子突然间大哭起来。
In the past, I have noticed in the shopping center, some little kids would all of a sudden scream.
为什么他们大哭起来？
Why would they cry?
因为他们突然间失去了跟他父母的脱离了他们父母。
All of a sudden, they realized they were separated from their parents.
这么多人当中，他们心里面感到非常害怕。
Among all these strangers, they were very frightful.
所以他们就大哭起来。
And so they cried.
所以当时铁萨罗尼迦的信徒也是很紧张。
So the Christians at Thessalonica were very nervous.
因为他们以为自己没有被提到天上去。
Because they thought they had been left behind.
但是保罗却对他们说，你们总不要惊慌。
But Paul told them not to be easily unsettled.
他说你们不要被他诱惑。
And don't be deceived.
啊，这个冒我的名写信给你们的人。
That this person who forged my name to send you the letter.
啊，他告诉你们主的日子已经来到了。
He has told you that the day of the Lord has already arrived.
但是保罗对他们说。
But Paul told them.
他说主的日子其实还没有来到。
He said actually the day of the Lord has not yet arrived.
因为主的日子到来的时候，必须有一些事情将会发生。
Because before the day of the Lord comes, there are some things that must happen first.
在圣经没有说明主耶稣基督带来的时间。
The Bible did not tell us the exact time or day when Jesus will return.
但是圣经却有告诉我们主耶稣再来之前所发生的事情。
But the Bible did tell us what's going to happen before his return.
然后比如说耶稣基督在马太福音第24章36节这么说。
For example, in Matthew chapter 24, verse 36, Jesus tells us.
他到那日子那时辰没有人知道，连天上的使者也不知道，子也不知道，只有父知道。
No one knows about that day or hour, or even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father.
然后主耶稣在24章42节继续说下去。
And then in verse 42, he continued to say.
他说，所以你们要警醒，因为不知道你们的主是在哪一天来的。
He said, therefore be alert, because you don't know when your Lord will come.
那么在过去的历史里面。
In the past history,
那么曾经有人定了好些日子，说耶稣基督再来。
Some people had said Jesus is going to come back at so and so day.
但是都没有实现。
But they never fulfilled.
因为圣经很清楚的说明，没有一个人知道主耶稣基督什么时候再来。
Because the Bible clearly told us that no one knows the exact time or day of his return.
那么如果有一天你听到有一个人告诉你，耶稣基督在某年某日要来的话。
If one day you heard somebody tell you Jesus is going to come back at a certain year and a certain month.
你不必相信他。
Don't believe him.
圣经虽然没有告诉我们主耶稣基督什么时候再来。
Even though the Bible did not tell us the exact time of Jesus' return.
但却有提到不少的事情关于耶稣基督再来之前所发生的事情。
But the Bible has told us a lot about what must happen before his return.
那么其中一件事情就是在第三节里面。
And one of the things that must happen is mentioned in verse 3.
他说人不计用什么法子，我们总不要被诱惑，因为那日子以前必有离道反教士，必有大罪人，也就是沉沦之子显露出来。
Don't let anyone deceive you in any way, for that day will not come until the rebellion occurs and the man of lawlessness is revealed.
所以在主日日子还没有到来之前，必须有一些事情发生。
So before the day of the Lord comes, there must be some of the things must happen first.
那么从这节经文里面，我们看到至少两件事情。
And from verse 3, we can see there must be two things that happen first.
那么第一件事情就是离道反教的事情。
One is rebellion.
并且第二件事情，并且有一个大罪人显现出来。
The second is the man of lawlessness is revealed.
但是当我们看下的时候，第六节是告诉第三件事情要出现。
And then in verse six, the third thing must happen.
所以在主的日子还没有到来的时候，所有的基督徒必须被提到天上去。
So before the day of the Lord come, Christians must be raptured.
所以当主的教会被提到天上去的时候
，So when the church was raptured,
那么撒旦和他的权势就开始他们罪恶的行为。
Satan and his power will begin their deep evil deeds.
所以主的日子是教会被提之后所发生的事情。
So the day of the Lord happened after the church was raptured.
所以那个时候将会有七年的灾难。
So at that time there will be 7 years of tribulation.
所以撒旦跟他的权势被与神对抗。
Satan and his power will fight against God.
那么神的审判将会从天降临到这个地上。
And God's judgment will come to earth.
那么这个时候是一个很可怕的一个时期。
And this is a terrible time.
那么如果你要知道何等的可怕的话，
if you want to know how bad that it will be,
你就去读这个启示录第六章到第十九章。
Go home and read Revelation chapter 6 to 19.
那么保罗告诉帖撒罗尼迦的信徒这么做。
And Paul told the Christians in Thessalonica.
他说在主的日子要到来之前，必须有那个离道反教的事情发生。
He said before the day of Lord come, there will be rebellion and also.
那么这个是第一件事情。
This is the first thing.
那么第二件事情就是有大罪人的潜入。
Second thing is the man of lawlessness must be revealed.
那么第三件事情，等下我们看第六节的时候。
And the third thing is going to be in verse 6.
就是个拦阻的拦阻大罪人的被除去。
And that the thing that holds him back will be removed.
那么首先让我们来看这个离道反教的事情。
Let's look at the first thing, which is rebellion.
什么是离道反教？
What is rebellion?
当主耶稣谈到这个主要再来的事情的时候，
When Jesus talked about his second return,
他向门徒说了一些预兆。
He told the disciples some signs.
那么当他在橄榄山的时候，他向门徒说。
And when he was on the Mount of Olives, he told the disciples.
特别是在这个马太福音二十四章到六节到十三节。
It's recorded in Matthew chapter 24, verses 6 to 13.
他说你们也要听见打仗和打仗的风声。
You will hear of wars and rumors of wars.
总不要惊慌，因为这些事情必须有的。
But see to it that you are not alarmed. Such things must happen.
只是末期还没有到。
But the end is still to come.
民要攻打民，国要攻打国。
Nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom.
多处必有饥荒地震。
There will be famines and earthquakes in various places.
这是灾难的起头。
All these are the beginning of birth pains.
那时人要把你们陷在患难里，也要杀害你们。
Then you will be handed over to be persecuted and put to death.
你们又要为我的名被万民恨恶，那时必有许多人跌倒。
And you will be hated by all nations because of me. At that time, many will turn away from the faith.
也要彼此陷害，彼此恨恶，且有好些假先知起来迷惑多人。
And will betray and hate each other. And many false prophets will appear and deceive many people.
只因为不法的事情增加，许多人爱心才渐渐冷淡，唯有忍耐到底的必然得救。
Because of the increase of wickedness, the love of most will grow cold, but he who stands firm to the end will be saved.
那么从这个耶稣基督所说的异兆里面，
and in the signs that Jesus has mentioned,
我们看到主耶稣基督在来的日子之前，
we see that before the day of the Lord arrived,
那么基督徒的日子不好过，
Christians did not have a smooth day.
他们将会陷入在大患难中。
They are going to be in, they will be in days of sorrow.
人要迫害他们。
People will persecute them.
因为他们是基督徒，所以万民都要恨恶他们。
Because they are Christian, then all nations will hate them.
罪恶天天的增加。
Sins will multiply every day.
人没有爱心。
No love from people.
那么在这种情况下，基督徒的日子真的不好过。
And in, under these circumstances, the Christians do not have a good life.
那么就造成很多不能坚持的离道反教。
And therefore, it will cause a lot of rebellion.
所以他们宁愿放弃了他们的信仰。
So they would rather give up their faith.
我们知道这些事情也曾经在共产党的国家发生过。
We know these happened in the communist countries.
那么在共产党的国家里面的基督徒
It's talking about the Christians living in the communist country.
受到共产政府的迫害。
They are persecuted by the government.
有时候他们面对这种情况。
Sometimes they face circumstances like.
那么政府官员就说，如果你能够放弃你的宗教这个信仰的话。
The government will say if you would give up your faith.
我就把你放掉。
Then I will let you go.
不然的话就关在监牢。
Otherwise, you will be jailed.
这 些事情曾经发生过，就是离道反教。
So these things, these rebellious, rebellious things did happen.
但是主耶稣基督讲到这个异道的时候，
But when Jesus mentioned about the sign,
他是讲到一个普世的问题。
He is talking about a global problem.
啊，活在这个时代的基督徒将会面对很大的患难。
The Christians living in this world will face great suffering.
啊，这些事情都是在大灾难，去年灾难之前所发生的。
These are going to happen before the 7 years of tribulation.
也就是在基督徒被提之前所发生的。
And it is going to happen before the rapture.
所以主耶稣在结束的时候，他讲这些预兆都要被应验，然后末期才来到。
And so Jesus says, all these must come to pass before the day of the Lord will arrive.
而且耶稣基督讲在这个时候，福音将传遍普天下。
And Jesus also said that during this time the gospel will be preached in the whole world.
然后末期才到。
And then the end will come.
福音传遍整个天下是一个耶稣基督再来的一个预兆。
The gospel being preached to the whole world is a sign of Jesus' second coming.
而且这个预兆就是告诉我们，并且耶稣基督再来将近了。
This actually will tell us that his return is very near.
如果你张开眼睛看的话，
If you open your eyes and look around,
今天的福音广传从有史以来从来没有发生过。
The gospel has been preached further than it has ever been before.
这也告诉我们主耶稣基督再来的日子将近了。
So it is telling us that Jesus' return is very near.
所以大灾难还没有发生之前，
So before the great tribulation,
也就是基督徒还没有被提之前，
And it is before the Christians were lifted into heaven.
这些离道反教的事情必须要实现。
Rebellion must occur.
那么第二，在这个时候将有一个大罪人出现。
Secondly, the man of lawlessness must be revealed.
请看第三节下半段。
Let's look at the later half of verse 3.
他说并有那大罪人就是沉沦之子显露出来。
He said, the man of lawlessness is revealed.
那么到底这个大罪人是谁？
So who is this man of lawlessness?
那么这些经文又说他是一个沉沦之子。
And this scripture also tells us he is the man doomed to destruction.
那么这个名称是根据他是一个跟从撒旦的人。
And so this name actually meant that he is one who follows Satan.
然后主耶稣曾经在约翰福音十七章十二节谈到这个犹大，他称他为是一个灭亡之子。
Jesus mentioned or used this term in John chapter 17 verse 12 when he described Jude as
Judas,
the man doomed to destruction.
然后大罪人，如果你看约翰福音的话，约翰一书的话
，If you look at First John.
他约翰在那边他讲这个大罪人是一个敌基督。
John mentioned that this man doomed to destruction is also antichrist.
特别是约翰一书第二章第十八节。
Especially mentioned in First John chapter 2 verse 18.
那里告诉我们，他说小子们呐，如今是末时了，你们曾听见说那敌基督的要来，现在已经有好些敌基督。出来了，从此我们就知道，如今是末时了。
Dear children, this is the last hour, and as you have heard that the Antichrist is coming, even now many Antichrists have come. This is how we know it is the last hour.
然后保罗没有用这个敌基督的这个名词。
Paul did not use the term Antichrist.
所以他称这个人为大罪人，或者是一个沉沦之子。
He called this person a man of lawlessness and a man doomed to destruction.
那么，在旧约圣经里面谈到一个人叫一个被造物叫做 Lucifer.
In the Old Testament, it mentioned a created being called Lucifer.
他想要跟神同等。
Lucifer wants to be equal with God.
他想坐在神的宝座上。
He wants to sit on the throne of God.
所以当他要这样做的时候，
So as he wants to accomplish this,
他就犯罪了。
He sinned.
所以他从 Lucifer 变为撒旦。
So he turned deliverer to Satan.
所以撒旦犯罪以后，他一直跟神敌对。
So after he sinned, he continued to work against God.
他直到亚当跟夏娃犯罪，以致罪临到这个世界上。
He caused Adam and Eve to sin and caused sin to enter the world.
但圣经告诉我们，有一天这个撒旦将兴起一个敌基督。
The Bible tells us one day Satan is going to rise up an antichrist to work against God.
这个敌啊，在希腊文里面有两个意思。
The anti, the word anti in Greek has two meanings.
所以一个就是敌对。
One is enemy.
那么另外一个意思就是代替。
And the other one is instead of.
所以撒旦要代替神而受到敬拜。
So Satan wants to be take the place of God to be worshipped.
所以在以赛亚书第十四章的告诉我们，他说撒旦一直想要与神同等而被受敬拜。
In Isaiah chapter 14, it says that Satan wanted to be equal of God, and he wanted to be worshipped by people.
所以当撒旦在旷野里面试探耶稣的时候，
and so when Satan tempted Jesus in the wilderness,
那么撒旦对主耶稣基督说，
he told Jesus,
他说如果你在我面前跪拜，我将这些荣华富贵都赐给你。
He said, if you knelt and worship me, then I will give you all these authority and splendor.
所以在主的日子还没有到来之前，
so before the day of the Lord arrived,
那么撒旦必会兴起一位敌基督来跟神敌对。
The Satan will rise up an antichrist to be the enemy of God.
那么使到这个整个世界相信他的谎言。
So that the whole world will follow his lies.
来敬拜他。
To worship him.
那这个基督将会在基督徒被提之前出现。
This antichrist will appear before rapture.
那么开始的时候，他是一个和平的领袖。
In the beginning, he is a leader of peace.
他是一个政治人物。
He is a political figure.
他会把一些国家联合起来。
He is going to gather all the nations.
成为一个强大的联盟。
And to link them together to be a great power.
那么之后，他将会用和平的方法来统治这个世界。
And then he's going to use peaceful means to control the world.
那么世人将会享有一段很短的和平。
And people on earth is going to enjoy a very short time of peace.
那么过后，他将会显露他不法的手段和罪恶的行为。
And after that period, he's going to show his real face of evil.
那么在这个七年的灾难里面，
In the 7 years of tribulation,
三年半是一个和平的时期。
The first 3.5 years, there will be peace.
那么三年半将会有大灾难的事情发生。
The last 3.5 years, there will be great suffering.
那么在这个七年大灾难中间的时候，
And in the middle of this 7 years,
那么敌基督将会宣布给全世界的人都要敬拜他。
This Antichrist will tell the world he must be worshipped.
那么将会有很多人去拜这个敌基督。
So a lot of people is going to come and worship him.
但也有很多人不去拜这个敌基督。
But then there are numerous others that will refuse to worship him.
那么这些拒绝他的人将会被杀害。
And these who reject him will be killed.
所以这个七年的灾难，下半段三年半是称为大灾难。
So this later three and a half years is called a great suffering tribulation.
那么在这三年半的时间里面，是一个很可怕的一个时期。
And in this 3.5 years, it is a terrible time.
所以在大灾难还没有到来之前，
so before the arrival of the tribulation,
那么除了有这个离道反教的事情发生，
besides the rebellious happening,
大罪人的显现。
The revealing of the man of lawlessness.
那么第三事情要发生的就是刚才我所说的第六节。
The third thing that must happen is mentioned in verse 6.
那么这个拦阻大罪人的必会除去。
The one who is holding the man of destruction back will be removed.
请看第六节。
Let's look at verse 6.
他说现在你们也知道那拦阻他的是什么，是叫他到的时候才可以显露。
And now you know what is holding him back, so that he may be revealed at the proper time.
所以当这个拦阻的被除去之后，
so when the one who is holding him back is removed,
这个大罪人将显现他不法的手段。
This Antichrist will show his real evil way.
而他罪恶的行为。
And his sinful nature.
这个是下个星期我要谈的。
And this is going to be what I'll be preaching on next week.
那么圣经说，这个大罪人还没有显现之前，因为他受到这个拦阻的拦阻他。
The Bible said before this man was revealed, there's something holding him back.
他不能够显露，因为这个拦阻的还没有被除去。
He was held back because there is something holding him back.
那么到底这个拦阻是什么东西？
So what is the thing that holds him back?
那么很多圣经学者都认为这个拦阻的是圣灵。
A lot of theologians of the Bible think that this is the Holy Spirit.
那么当主耶稣基督升天以后，
When Jesus has risen, after he has risen,
他把圣灵赐给教会。
He gave the church the Holy Spirit.
成为教会的保惠师。
And he became our comforter.
所以在五旬节的时候。
So in the during the Pentecost.
所以当使徒讲神的道的时候。
And when the disciples preached the gospel.
那么圣灵就降在他们的身上。
The Holy Spirit came upon them.
那么自从那时候开始，圣灵就与教会同在。
And from that point on, the Holy Spirit is with the church.
那么当我们看到教会被提到天上去的时候，
But when the church was raptured,
那么圣灵就不在这个世界上做他完全的那种功用。
And so the Holy Spirit is all, will then leave and will not be able to do his work.
那么在那个时候这个被拦阻的将会被除去。
And so this power is removed from holding him back.
所以大罪人就开始显露出来。
And so the Antichrist will be revealed.
他将显露他那种不法的行为和罪恶的行为。
He's going to show his evil way, nature, and his sinful way.
而且他这种罪恶的行为将会到了极点。
And his sinful way will be at the extreme.
所以，当我们想到教会存在这个地上的时候，
So as we think about the Church being on this earth.
教会有它在世上的很大的功能。
There is a purpose for the church to be here.
神把很多教会放在世界某一个角落。
God placed churches all over the world.
是有他的旨意。
He has his will.
如果我们试想一下今天美国的教会每一间都除去了。
If you think about In the United States, if all the churches were removed,
你会想象到今天的道德会到什么地步？
You can imagine how moral will decline.
因为圣经讲教会是世界的光和盐。
Because the Bible said the church is the salt and the light of the world.
所以教会能够保持的社会的道德标准。
The church can retain the moral standard of.For this world.
所以当这个教会被提到天上去的时候，
So as the church is raptured,
当这个圣灵不在的时候，
When the Holy Spirit is gone,
那个时候就是大罪人显现的时候。
It is then the time for the man of lawlessness, the Antichrist, to reveal.
那个时候，社会的世界的罪恶将会到极点。
The sin of this world will then go to the extreme.
所以我们看到在这个主日日子还没有到来的时候，
So as we see before the day of the Lord arrived,
当这个信徒教会还没有被提到天上去的时候，
Before the church is raptured,
将会有三件事情发生。
Three things must happen.
第一件事情就是离道反教的事情。
The first thing is rebellion.
第二件事情就是大罪人必须要显露。
Second one is the man of lawlessness must be revealed.
那么第三件事情，这个被拦阻的必须要除去。
The third thing is that the one who is holding the man of lawlessness back is removed.
所以我们身为基督徒的，
So we as Christians,
我们必须明白这些事情。
We must understand these things.
所以在主耶稣基督还没有来之前，
So before Jesus returns,
这些事情必须要发生。
These things must happen.
让我们同心祷告。
Let us pray with one heart.
天父， 你，感谢你赐给我们今天的话语。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for the words you have given us.
求主帮助我们明白末世的事情。
Help us to understand, what is happening at the end time.
让我们在主耶稣基督的面前能够警醒祷告。
So that we can pray and be alert before you.
让我们能够时常提醒自己，主耶稣基督带来的日子已经近了。
So that we can be reminded often that your time of coming is near.
让我们做一个警醒的人。
Help us to be a person of alertness.
让我们在我们生活里面一个圣洁的生活。
Help us to live a holy life.
等待耶稣基督的带来。
And to wait upon your second coming.
我们将每一位交在主的手中。
We lift up everyone in your hands.
求主坚固我们。
Please strengthen us.
我们将祷告奉主耶稣基督的名求。
And we pray these in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.